The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State on this podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast. Going right on into it, folks. Yesterday, folks, the 1-2-headed monster of K-State's men's basketball team, Keyonte Johnson, Marquise Noel, both seniors obviously swept the Big 12 Weekly Player Awards last week, obviously. The conference announced this yesterday, folks. Noel earning Player of the Week for the second time this year. Keyonte Johnson earns his third Newcomer of the Week honor there. Of course, these two, major part in the upsets there against Texas. Sixth-ranked Texas last week and on the road at Baylor, who was ranked 19th at the time last Saturday. And you even go back to the 24th-ranked West Virginia. Three-ranked top 25 opponents. Who on that resume? Who else in the Big 12 has done that? And maybe for the exception, Iowa State only got two. But we did this more than Iowa State. Now, of course, Iowa State are little rival neighbors from out east, from the northeast over there, or just making some noise there. But this K-State men's basketball team right now is the only team that has beaten three top 20. I'm pretty sure. Now, I know I haven't paid much attention to national basketball, but I've only been paying attention to what we've been doing. My focus has been here in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm pretty sure we're the only team in the top 25 that finally ranked, that has beaten three top 25 opponents at this point. I know we're 15 games in. Well, when this podcast drops, 16 games in to the season. But these two have been big, and again, I just rave about Marquise Noel, how this coaching staff, led by Coach Tang and the rest of the coaches have really turned around Marquise Noel. Last year, this dude, he made some big shots last year, but on the flip side, he will make dumb decisions, turn them all over, make some questionable decisions. That was the thing coming in here. Now, we predict this. Now, you anybody on their little bingo card had this, I told you no. I'll probably say he probably had one of these games where he goes off in the clutch. Now, he was clutch last year. He's tripled that. He's become that reliable force, and he's probably the reason why I can't think of his name. Who transferred out to Miami to get that NIL money. Nigel Pack. There we go. Nigel Pack. Yeah, he's probably the reason why Nigel Pack decided to transfer out, because he wanted to control the team. I know that was said on the broadcast last weekend. I know the Baylor, K-State Baylor game. The broadcast were talking about that. Keem McClure. I love Keem McClure. I know they're talking about that. They mentioned that on the broadcast last week there. So probably kicked them packed out to the curb. And maybe that's also an issue as well, because Nigel Pack was a scorer last year. He had, what, 3 30-point games last year for the Cats last year? And you thought, well, Jerome Tang will keep him. And aside, and reading between the lines and listening to other K-State folk talk about him, it might have been the other way around. So it might have been the best to kick him out the curb and let him get that money down there in South Florida and keep Marquise Noel. I didn't expect this whatsoever, and I'm glad Noel stayed put. He, obviously the one of two leftovers. Ishma Shud was huge, and he's starting to really come to form for this basketball team. Hit that game-winning three the other night against Baylor to upset Baylor on the road in Waco. So this coaching staff really turned around Ish. I know Ish had his issues and whatnot still in the doghouse, but he's starting to straighten himself out there as well. And going back to the honors here, this marks the first time in K-State school history, K-State Nation. K-State has swept both Big 12 honors in the same week there as well. Of course, Marquise Noel, this was not brought up in the weekly edition or the daily edition until right now. Noel, who became the first Wildcat going back to Michael Beasley with consecutive 30-point performances, averaging an incredible 34 points in between these two games, and shot 54% from the field, and that includes 58% from downtown. Absolutely amazing from Noel Keontae Johnson, averaging a near double-double in the game, and he averaged a double-double in this two-game stretch, 26 points per game, 63% shooting from the field, only 30%, 37% for downtown, but hey, that's still pretty damn good for Keontae Johnson. I'm going back to what I said a few weeks ago on this podcast. This team is only going to get better as the season wears on with the cohesiveness of this team. I tell you, man, this KZ team is going to be dangerous, and they have proven they can play with anybody in the country. Going back to the three top 25 teams, we can play with anybody in the country. Now, again, the only thing that's left, obviously, on the court, how are we going to fare with KU? That's the biggest question moving forward. Can we play with them? Obviously, here in Bramless is a different story. If it's another story, we can play with them dudes. It's on the road, but that's for another few weeks because we got KU around the corner coming up, I believe, next week when the students come back. I believe I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but that is going to be an enormous game. If K-State can continue to what they've been doing right now is win basketball games, that's going to be an enormous game. Here at home, Sunflower Showdown Part 1. Ooh-wee! I tell you, that's going to get your popcorn ready. That's all I'm going to say for that. But Marquise Noel, Keontae, you knew what you're going to get for Keontae Johnson coming in. It was going to take some time for him to get his basketball legs underneath him. Well, he continues to show that, why he's one of the best in the nation. And Marquise Noel being mentioned in the same sense as Steph Curry, who would have thought about that? Who would have predicted that in the beginning of the season? Not me, for sure, and probably not Alex as well. So, but these two continuing to put up numbers, and the reason why K-State right now is 14-1, Noel Johnson, Big 12 Weekly Players of the Week for men's basketball, and they continue on their march here to continue to make their statement in the Big 12 Conference. And right now, of course, they're tied, locked up with KU in the top. I believe Iowa State's in there as well. But all three of them right now locked up for the top spot in the Big 12 Conference. The Pro Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. You're a big K-State fan, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You love what you're hearing. You've been listening to us for quite a bit. You've been listening to us from the beginning of 2023 or from last year or since the Trophy has started. We appreciate you listening to us and appreciate your support for sure of this podcast. Basketball season is getting really, really good, folks. On really both ends, men's and women's basketball. Yes, the women are kind of, you know, on that inconsistency level right now. Hopefully they can figure it out as they get deeper into the conference play as well. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it on this edition of the podcast. Go Cast, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. The PBVD rolls on.